上帝的形象第几次啊？
13。
第13次。
The 13th time we talk about.
照我知道的，没有一本书讲上帝的形象比我们这三个月所讲的更详细。
Based on what I know, I have not come across a book that is more detailed than what we have done.
凡是神生命中间的本性，凡是神道德中间的属性，都是人的基础。
Everything about God, His attributes and the foundation of His morality are the foundation of humanity.
所以上帝按照自己的形象样式造人。
God has created man in His own image and likeness.
人在上帝的本性跟属性中间的任何一个层次都可以像上帝。
And therefore, in every aspect of what God is like, we can be like Him.
传统的归正神学只有从理性、德性跟法性三个范围去了解。
In traditional Reformed theology, we only understand from the reason, from the intelligence, and from morality.
所以这五百年的探讨
，For the past 500 years,
根本没有突破。
There are no breakthrough.
所以我要在这件事情带来突破。
So I want to bring a breakthrough
here. 让我们所讲的有印证出权威对全世界神学的贡献。
What we have done will be published to be a contribution to theology worldwide.
那么我们已经从上帝的无所不能、无所不知、无所不在这三方面来思想我们怎样像上帝。
We have been thinking about how we are like God because God is almighty, God is omnipresent and omniscient.
最后的三堂我要用上帝就是光、上帝就是爱、上帝就是生命传承我们探讨形象样式的另外三个层次。
For the last three sessions, I want to talk about how God is light, love and life.
全世界所有的文化
All the cultures of the world
都无形中光照了历史
Indirectly would illuminate history.
神全世界所有的宗教
All the religions of the world
都在更深一层光照了人心
Would illuminate the human heart in a deeper manner.
文化是人今生生活的价值探讨。
Culture is when humanity seeks for values.
宗教是人来生生活价值的探讨。
But religion is what we want to seek beyond our journey.
康德的定义缺乏了一个宗教最重要的因素，是很多人没有注意到。
But his definition is lacking in the most important point.
因为康德的 system of moral and worship is lacking the aspect of eternity.
因为他没有永恒的存在。
所以康德到结果呢，自己承认他根本不懂这个宗教。
In the end, he admitted that he does not know religion.
人是什么？就是人的人类学的探讨。
When we ask what is man, it's anthropology.
人可以知道什么？是人的知识论的探讨。
When we want to know what man is, it's epistemology.
第三样，人应当做什么？是伦理学的探讨。
But the third area, what we should do, is part of ethics.
人有什么盼望？这是宗教的探讨。
But what hope do we have is religious.
那么你照着康德的第四个问题来解释他对宗教的定义，你就发现他自打嘴巴了。
But when you use his fourth definition to explain religion, you will find that he's self-contradictory.
因为他年轻的时候先假定宗教就是道德跟敬拜的系统。
Because when he was young, he first assumed that religion means morality and worship.
年老的时候不得不承认是面对永恒的这个系统。
But when he was old, he realized that it is a system that looked to the future.
所以康德在 Königsberg 做教授的时候
，When he was a lecturer in Königsberg,
每一次毕业典礼一定要进礼拜堂去发文凭。
Every time there's a graduation, they will do it in a church.
他就戴着博士帽、教授的服装，大家排队到礼拜堂门口，他就溜走，就不参加了。
But he will always escape when he was at the door of the church.
康德有一本论照宗教的书。
He has a book about religion.
叫做 The Religion Within, The Reason Alone.
Religion within reason alone.
Well, religion within the limit of the reason alone.
Within the limit of the reason.
所以不合理的事情，想不通的事情，他就不会接受这个宗教。
He will not accept anything that he cannot figure out.
所以康德多么伟大，他落在一种自我没有办法解脱的矛盾中间。
No matter how intelligent he was, he could not escape from this trap.
我年轻的时候佩服他，佩服得不了。
When I was young, I admired him greatly.
最后我才发现，圣经比他更伟大。他如果知道我这样讲，他应当佩服我，佩服得不得了才可以。
At the end, I discovered the Bible is greater than all his works.
所以宗教给人心灵发光。
Religion illuminates the hearts of men.
文化给人的理性发光。
Culture illuminates the reasons.
文化与宗教就成了人类的光。
And culture and religion become the light of the humanity.
这些的光不是直接从上帝来的。
But because this light did not come from God.
所以宗教的光照是有限的。
The illumination of religion, therefore, is finite.
文化的光照也是有限的。
So is that of culture.
所以我们回到圣经看，超过宗教性以文化性的永恒救赎的光是多么大。
We want to see the light of salvation of eternity in the Bible greater than culture and religion.
凡是受救赎之光照耀的民族跟文化。
All cultures and nations that has been illuminated by the light of salvation.
他们的文学艺术的产品一定在不同的城市里面。
Their products in arts and literature would be in a different league.
中国最伟大的《红楼梦》《水浒传》《三国演义》这些伟大的这个文学。
All the great novels of China, like the Western Magic.
甚至我们所说的宋词、唐诗、元曲跟清明小说这些伟大的文学著作。
Or all the great poetry and different works of China.
都缺乏了一个很重要的因素。
They all lack one very important essence.
人神之间的关系的探索。
The search for the relationship between man and God.
人与人，人与己，人与自然中间那些情感的缠绵。
There is a relationship between man and himself and the nature and with other people.
所以中国文学要影响全世界光照普世的文化，这个可能性一直没有达到。
So Chinese culture cannot illuminate the entire world.
但是当你看见歌德的这一个服饰的。
But when you look at Golder and his work,
你看见这个但丁的神曲。
Or the work of Dante.
你看见 Shakespeare 的 Hamlet.
Or the Hamlet of Shakespeare.
你看那里面对人性的描画，对永恒之间的关系，就远远超过中国文学对世界的光照。
The search about humanity and the investigation about human life and God is far exceeding China.
这个光照的观念在中国里面有没有呢？
But is there a concept of illumination in China?
很强的。
Actually, it's very strong.
文天祥最重要的一句话是什么呢？
And so the poet 文天祥 says,
人生自古谁无死？
That everyone will die from all eternity.
第二句话是什么？
And the second one is,
留取丹心照汗青。
But what we need to do is leave behind a great example for the next generation.
意思是说，我这个身体一定会死的。
In other words, he says that our physical body will die.
但我把心里面的东西拿出来，光照整个历史，光照下一代，这就是我人生的价值。
But the value of my life is when I leave behind things to illuminate the next generation.
这种观念是什么呢？
This sort of concept.
这种功能是什么呢？
This sort of function.
就是人是按照上帝的形象造的。
Comes because we are made in the image of God.
今天你们听的这些东西，西方神学家是没有办法明白的。
The things that you hear today cannot be understood by Western theologians.
这个光照别人
，when you illuminate others，
影响别人
，to influence others，
是生命中间很大的四个这一个功用中间的第四个功用。
Is the fourth important functions of life.
也就是生命对生命的影响。
The influence between lives.
一个孔子死了两千多年，对世界上千千万万人有两千六百年的这个影响。
Confucius may have died 2,000 years ago, but he has influenced for millions of people.
因为他的生命中有光发出来。
This is because there's light from his life.
苏格拉底已经死了那么多年，还继续不断光照世界。
Socrates is dead for many years, he still illuminates the world.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为生命有对生命的影响。
Because there is an influence between this life force and another.
光照出来。
So illumination.
刺激别人。
He stimulates others.
激发别人的思想。
To inspire the thoughts.
这就是人有上帝形象样式的一个记号了。
This is the mark of the image and likeness of God.
有关于那四方面的生命的功用。
The four functions of life.
我今天不讲。
I will not touch on it today.
台湾的新这一个台湾的新竹的这个大学里面，我已经讲已经印成书了。
I have published this in a work done in Taiwan.
我继续提到光的问题。
Let us talk about light again.
上帝 就是光。
God is light.
所以人才会反光。
And so we can reflect the light.
上帝就是光。
Because God is light.
所以人按照上帝的形象造的人就有光照的功能。
So we made in the image of God will illuminate others.
这个东西在古希腊里面用一个很可爱的比喻表现出来了。
In old Greece, there is a very interesting illustration.
现在当苏格拉底死了以后。
After Socrates died,
有四派的学生宣称他们是苏格拉底的正统门徒。
Four different group of people declared themselves to be his successor.
我是从苏格拉底传下来的。
I am a successor of Socrates.
另外一个是我才是苏格拉底传下来的。
Another person said, No, I am the one.
所以四派都这样宣布。
There are four schools of thought.
所以在这些历史把这四派宣称叫做 the four minor Socratic schools.
So in history, there are the four minor Socratic schools.
那其中有一个人我特别要提出来的。
There is one in particular.
这个人叫做 Diogenes.
His name is Diogenes.
Diogenes 学派叫做浅儒学派。
Diogenes has his own school of thought.
因为这一个呢 ,Diogenes 这个人呢他就养一只狗。
He has a dog.
他呢追从苏格拉底的思想。
But he admired the thoughts of Socrates.
最盼望的就是找到真光。
He wanted to find the true light.
所以他一天到晚在路上跑来跑去。
So every day he would roam the street.
光天化日。
Under the sun.
太阳高挂的时候。
When the sun is at its height.
他拿出一个灯看来看去，像神经病的人一样。
He would carry a lamp and then as if he was crazy.
所以很多人说，你这个老人家神经有没有问题啊？
Many people look at him and say, Are you crazy?
太阳上升的。为什么你不把光吹熄掉呢
？It is so bright. Why are you not extinguishing your lamp?
他说不，这个世界不亮，还是很暗。
He said no, the world is in darkness.
那么你到底为什么点一个灯呢
？Why then do you have a lamp?
因为我在太阳光不够光的地方加一点灯，使它亮一点。
Because I want to bring greater brightness.
我告诉你，这修家有一点神经不正常。
Sometimes philosophers are a bit crazy.
问题是，当你神经不正常的，不等于你就是哲学家就是了。
But when you're crazy, it doesn't mean you'll become a philosopher.
Diogenes 拿出灯在雅典路上转来转去。
And Diogenes took this lighted lamp all over the place.
你要找什么呢
？People ask him, "What are you looking for?"
世界的光不够。
He said, "There's not enough light of the world."
世界的正义找不到。
There is no righteousness in the world.
所以我要用多一些光，看看能不能找到正义。
So with a bit more light, I want to find righteousness.
这是这个伟大的思想家对当时社会的黑暗一个很具体的讽刺。
This is, of course, an insult to the situation back then.
那么这个人又不要吃华宴咯。
But this person do not want to spend his life partying.
又不要物欲的享受。
He did not want material enjoyment.
又不要丰富的财力。
He did not want wealth.
所以他就拿一个碗在路上讨饭吃。
And he just act as a beggar in the road.
只要我能够得到一点充饥的食品，我就满足了。
He is satisfied with some food.
我只要有一点点遮衣。御寒的布我就满足了。
A little bit of cloth to keep him from the cold.
所以他带一只狗跟他跑。
So his dog follow him everywhere.
所以这中文就翻译成浅儒哲学。
And so in Chinese, the explanation of his school is called 浅儒。
有一次他住在一个翁里面，他不要房子。
Once he was staying in this hut.
这个翁一个很大的翁，一个缸。
Oh, it's a very big urn.
一个 jar.
A big jar.
啊，这个缸呢有一个缸口，对不对？
There's of course a mouth there.
他就爬进去，住在里面，让狗住在外面。
He stayed in the urn, but he let the dog stay outside.
那么他就追转，把这个缸的那个口对着太阳，这样里面就比较凉，因为它要光嘛。
He let the opening face the sun.
后来这个事情呢，就传到亚历山大大帝的耳中去了。
And Alexander the Great heard of this.
亚历山大是这个亚里士多德教过三年之修的一个君王。
Alexander the Great was taught by Aristotle for 3 years.
亚里士多德是柏拉图亲自的得意门生。
And Aristotle was the best student of Plato.
而柏拉图是苏格拉底与他或者一共研究这些20年的高徒。
And Plato himself was a student of Socrates for 20 years.
所以你从这些关系可以看出来。
From all these relationships.
大约今年是苏格拉底这系的学生。
Diogenes is a student of Socrates.
而这个阿里士多德是柏拉图，就是这个苏格拉底的学生的学生。
And Aristotle is the student of the student of Socrates.
亚历山大大帝又是阿里斯多德的学生。
And Alexandra is also the student of Aristotle.
所以大约纪律的年龄就比这个大王阿里斯多德，这个亚历山大大帝更年长，更senior很多了。
And so Diogenes is a lot more senior in status than the king.
所以老人什么都没有，有老人的威风。
The old person will have his own status.
特别是一个老人按真理行事的时候，你不要跟他随便讲话。
Especially when the old person is acting righteously.
对我也是如此。
It's the same case for me.
所以呢，亚历山大呢，以为他了不起。Aristotle
thought he's a great king.
不可一世，就骑着很雄伟的马，到处寻找。 传说中的Diogenes到底在哪里？
And so in his chariot he went to look for Diogenes.
所以他一找到Diogenes原来在这个缸里面的时候，
When he found him in this big urn,
他就站在骑在马的上面。
So on board upon his chariot,
对缸里面那个老人说， 你就是Diogenes吗？
And speak to this old man in the urn, are you Diogenes?
他心里想， 大王来找一个老人。
He says, I'm the king, I'm looking for this
old person.
A very big honor for him.
所以是不是?
Are you the person?
你是不是? Diogenes?
Are you Diogenes?
我冒名而来。
I have come to look for you.
我非常受感动。
I am moved by you.
你是这样尊重光。
You are so honored.
就是寻找光的人。
You are a person that seek for
the light. 你知道 Diogenes 怎么回答呢?
And Diogenes answered.
他才不管你是大王啊、小王或者王八蛋。
He don't care whether you are king or not.
他根本不睬你是谁。
He doesn't care.
他说给我滚开。
He said go away.
你知道你在做什么吗?
Do you know what you're doing?
缸口面对晒阳，你站在那边把阳光遮住了。 你妨碍我的人生。
You are blocking the sun from me.
把他大骂一顿。
And scolded him.
这个王也没有办法。
The king couldn't do anything.
应当尊重的人骂了你还是应当尊重的。
Because you should honor those people who scold you when they are.
不应当尊重的人怎么讨好你像一只狗还是一只狗。
But the people who are not honorable, no matter what they do, are still despicable.
亚历山大大帝更尊重他。
So Alexander the Great honored him even more.
他是对光的观念特别清楚的人。
He is very clear about light.
今天我要问的问题是，
The question I want to ask you today is,
人类需要的光是哪一种的光呢？
What sort of light does humanity like?
人类里面隐藏的光的形象是怎么样的形象？
And what sort of light do we have in us?
我们能表达出来的光的功用是怎样的功用？
How do we express the function of light?
我在纽约，
In New York,
看见那个自由女神的像。
I saw the Statue of Liberty.
一手拿着书。
On the one hand, she has
一手举着火把。
And then the torch on the right hand.
法国人在美国革命的时候送到法国来，奉到美国给美国人民的大礼物。
It is a gift from the French in the revolution.
真是面目清秀。
A very good sculpture.
身体雄壮。
A grand sculpture.
这个发出的光，透过这个光环的这种辐射表现出来。
And the light is expressed through the crown and the torch.
但是到了1996年的时候，
But in 1996，
我到乌克兰去布道。
When I was preaching in Ukraine，
我看见一座山上有另外一座雄赳赳气昂昂的人像。
I also saw a great sculpture upon a hill，
也是拿着一个光。
Also a torch holding，
站在那里，
Stood there，
整座像不是用铜做的。
Not made of bronze，
是用不锈钢做的，
but made of stainless steel，
表示共产主义的胜利，
to portray the victory of communism。
我吓了一跳，
so I was astonished。
这个跟那个比一比，
when I do a comparison，
开始产生思想的运动，
I went into deep thought。
为什么纽约的那个自由女神的像全世界是出名的呢？
Why would the entire world know about the Statue of Liberty？
为什么？ 乌克兰的这一座共产党胜利的像，没有西方的人尊重它呢？
But then this Ukrainian sculpture is not known in the West.
从工作的细致来说，
From the technical aspect of the sculpture，
从材料的昂贵来说，
From the wealth of the value of the material，
这个像一点不输给那个像。
Certainly the Ukrainian one is very
valuable. 但不同地方在哪里呢？
But the difference will be，
意义是虚空的。
That it has an empty meaning.
共产的意义是空的。
Communism has an empty meaning.
共产党对人权是不尊重的。
Communism has no respect for human rights.
共产的得胜是无产阶级专政的垄断。
The victory of the communism is when the proletarians have victory.
没有产生民主运动的价值。
There is no value in democracy.
没有真正的正义的感觉。
It has no true righteousness. 所以
共产党讲正义的时候，其实是在发泄仇恨。
So when the communists talk about righteousness, it is actually about hatred.
只有你神讲公义的时候，就发挥人类之间的爱。
But when the Statue of Liberty talk about righteousness, it's about love.
这两个不能同日而语。
Therefore, you cannot compare the two.
人是按照上帝的形象造的。
The human being is made in the image of God.
哪一种人可以发光呢？
So which sort of person can
shine? 哪种人可以光照别人呢？
Who can illuminate others?
哪一种人可以在历史上继续不断产生永无止息的影响呢？
And what sort of person would influence the generations to come?
这点的影响从来不是从人而来的。
All this influence did not originate from man.
影响是从神在真正他所拣选的人所表现所反射出来的。
But it is a reflection of God upon those whom He has chosen.
这样，印度人他要在额头加一个钻石，表示有一个光在里面。
So the Indian has this mark on the forehead to say that there's a light in
there. 佛教有这样的传说。
In Buddhism, there is such an illustration.
但是没有人的光像耶稣基督一样。
But none had shined like Jesus Christ.
所以当一个人要把上帝的光的形象反照出来的时候，
So when a person wants to reflect the light of God,
他就真正认识耶稣基督，然后在效法基督的时候，从基督的身上产生了反光的可能性。
He can only do that by knowing Jesus Christ and imitating Him and reflect the light of Jesus Christ.
神就是上帝的形象在历史的表明。
Jesus Christ is the image of God manifested in the history of
man. 耶稣说：“你们看见我，你就看见了上帝。”
Jesus Christ said, "When you see me, you have seen God."
耶稣又说：“我就是世界的光，凡是跟随我的人，就不走在黑暗里面，必定找到生命的光。”
And Jesus Christ said, "I am the light of the world. Those who follow me will not walk in darkness, but will find the light of life."
耶稣基督是光来到世界。世界因为自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
Jesus Christ is light coming into the world, but because the world is in darkness, it does not love the light.
定他的罪就是在死。
And so it judged him and put him to death.
因为反作恶的人就恨光。
All who does evil hates light.
反行在光里面的人就来寻找我。
But those who walk in light will seek after me.
凡行在真理中间的人就来救光。
And those who walk in truth will find the light.
所以基督是真正上帝的光在地上最大的表现。
And Christ is the light of God manifested greatly in the world.
从来没有一个宗教家像耶稣基督在马太福音第五章十四节所讲的话。
Not a single religious leader would declare like Jesus did in Matthew chapter 5.
你们是世界的光。
You are the light of the world.
你们要把你的光照在人前。
You are to shine your light before men.
使人看见你们的好行为，就把荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
That when others see the good work you do, they will give glory to your Father in heaven.
所以这样在整个圣经里面对光的教训是很清楚的。
The Bible has clear teaching about light.
上帝是光。
God is light.
上帝住在不能靠近的光里面。
And God lives in the light that we cannot get close.
上帝居住的地方是光明的宫殿。
The place where God lives is the palace of light.
神在光中。
God is in light.
神就是光。
God is light.
当上帝创造的时候，他最先做的事就是吩咐光从黑暗中间出来。
The first thing God did in creation is to command that light come forth from
darkness. 上帝说要有光，就有了光。
And so God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
这是圣经创造论的第一个动作。
This is the first action of creation.
上帝的灵运行在水面上。
The spirit of God is upon the water.
上帝说要有光。
And God said, "Let there be light."
就有了光。
And there was light.
这句话后来在 Haydn 的《创世纪》的神曲里面用音乐表现出来了。
And this was expressed in Haydn's music.
就作词的人特别交代。
The composer and the lyricist said,
Mr. Joseph Haydn, when you compose these words,
当你在编曲的时候，
please do not repeat.
请不要重复。
I want you only write once and no repeat.
我要你只写一次而不是重复性的。
Please do not be like George Frederick Handel.
不要好像 Handel 一样。
Handel 写曲的时候一直重复。
Handel will repeat his phrases.
And he shall purify. And he shall purify. 他说不可以。
He says no repetition.
请你只写一次。
Only write this once.
要有光就有了光。
Let there be light and there was light.
所以 Haydn 呢就一直爬，没有仰着头。
So Haydn had a difficulty.
这个任务太艰巨了。
It's a difficult task.
这个挑战太限制了。
A great challenge with limitations.
这个要求太困难了。
A great demand.
所以他花了很多的时间。
He spent a lot of time.
你们研究音乐的人都知道。
If you study music, you will know.
Handel 用24天写完了弥赛亚。
Messiah was written in 24 days.
在 Haydn 从维也纳被邀请到伦敦去演奏的时候。
But when Haydn was invited by Vienna to London,
有一个晚上他没有演奏。
One evening there was no performance.
刚好那一天有 Handel 弥赛亚的演出。
At that day there was a performance of Handel's Messiah.
所以他马上去听。
So he went to attend.
不听不要紧，一听吓了一跳。
When he heard it, he was astonished.
这个合唱音乐可以伟大到这个地步。
He didn't realize it was so great.
所以他就下定决心，我一定要做一些神奇的大作。
So he was determined to produce great sacred music.
所以 Haydn 在60岁以后，
After Haydn was 60,
他写了两部大作。
He wrote two great compositions.
一部就是创世纪。
The first one is Creation.
讲神的创造，还有三个天使在神旁边的音乐。
To talk about the creation of God and the three angels beside God.
另外一部就是世纪。
The other one is the sanctuary.
像被创造的大地有四季周而复始，有三个农夫在地上的唱歌。
To talk about the three farmers as they go through seasons.
所以创世纪一四季是天地共和的两个神曲。
So two compositions about heaven and earth.
那么当他要写上帝说有光就有光的时候，
When he was about to write let there be light.
他很谨慎地写。
He was very cautious.
And God said, 上帝说，
And God said,
Let there be light.
要有光。
And it was light.
那就有光。
当他把就有光的时候，
When he wrote and there was light,
几乎要求合唱团要大20倍的声音才唱出来。
He wanted the choir to almost shout it out.
And there be light.一唱的时候，
And when this was sung,
唱完了以后就结束了吗？
Does that end?
大师就是大叔。
But he is indeed a great composer.
完了以后呢，
After this is finished,
他就用一个笛子呢，
he used a flute,
把那个光射到整个宇宙天体无穷无尽的那个感觉把它表现出来。
To express how the light will go into all of cosmos.
所以你不懂音乐的人很笨又很吃亏。
And so if you do not know music, you are at a loss.
明天就去买创世纪来听。
Tomorrow go and buy this and listen.
我有一个学生。
I have a student.
我的孩子，学生的孩子。
My student's son.
13岁听我讲，马上爸爸明天不买不可。
At 13, when he heard this, he demanded that the father buy the work.
现在他21岁在美国读书。
Now he's 21 studying in America.
音乐好得不得了。
His music is very
所以我告诉你，听我讲的一定更聪明的。
So if you listen to me, you are a bit more intelligent.
如果你信耶稣以前很聪明，越听到越笨，你的牧师有问题了。
If you become a Christian and the more you listen, the more stupid you become.
And there was light. 唱完了以后，
After that,
马上那个音乐怎么进呢？
The music.
好像光就在整个宇宙中间四射传达一样。
It is light has traveled in many corners of the universe.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当我听到那一段的时候，
When I heard that passage,
我很想说贝多芬啊，你是没有这样的才干的。
I wanted to say, Beethoven, you are not so talented after all.
光照射出来了。
The light is upon the world.
今天我告诉你，
I tell you today,
你是人，
you are made a human being.
你是按照上帝的形象样式造的。
Made in the image and likeness of God.
你真的像上帝吗？
Are you then like God?
如果你真的像上帝，
If you are like God,
你应当发出光照耀别人吗？
You should illuminate others.
我问你，
I ask you,
你信不信我这一生光照了很多人呢？
Do you believe that I've illuminated many people in my life?
信不信啊？
Do you believe?
你信不信我这一生使许多的青年人改变，离开黑暗归向光明？
Do you believe that in my life I've made many young people leave darkness into light?
不是因为我是光，
It's not because I am the light.
不过因为我反光。
But I reflect light.
太阳的光没有直接照到的地方。
The place where the sunlight would not reach.
你不能走吗？
Can you not go there?
还可以走。
You can still go there.
你可以透过月亮光反照太阳光，看见你的方向。
You may see the light from the moonlight coming from the reflection of the sun.
月光反照太阳光到最高潮的时候。
At the height of the reflection of moonlight,
可以把太阳光的百分之八反照出来。
It can reflect about 8% of sunlight.
我们不是上帝。
But we are not God.
我们不是基督。
We are not Christ.
我们不是圣灵。
We are not the Holy Spirit.
我们不过是人。
We are but human beings.
是按照上帝的形象样式被造的人。
Human beings made in the image and likeness of God.
神就是光。
God is light.
我们是按照他形象样式造的。
We have been made in his image and likeness.
我们可以反光。
We can reflect the light.
当一个人把上帝的光反照出来的时候，
When a person reflects the light of God,
他可能反照出三种的光。
He can reflect three types of light.
第一种的光就是物界的物理光。
The first one is the physical light.
第二种就是道德界的道德光。
The second one is light of morality.
第三种就是灵性信仰界的灵性的光。
The third one would be spiritual light.
所以你看，爱因斯坦光照整个世界。
Einstein has illuminated the world.
爱因斯坦是全世界的人受了很大的光照。
Albert Einstein has illuminated the entire world.
爱迪生是全世界光明正大。
Edison also brought light to the whole world.
凡是有灯光照耀的地方，犯罪的次数一定减少。
Everywhere where there's light, there will be less crime.
爱因斯坦跟爱迪生把自然光发挥尽致。
And so we see Albert Einstein and Edison manifesting natural light.
那么孔子发挥什么光呢？
But what about Confucius?
苏格拉底发挥什么光？
Or Socrates?
Tagore 发挥什么光呢？
Or Tagore?
甘地发挥什么光呢？
Mahatma Gandhi,
这些人发挥是道德的光。
Their light would be the ethical morality,
伦理的光。
The light of ethics,
是品德的伟大有深度的光。
The light of a great character.
所以许多的人看到林肯的作为，看他的这个传记，一定深深受他的感动。
Many people will be moved greatly by Abraham Lincoln and his works.
这些人可能科学一窍不通。
Perhaps they know nothing about science.
这些可能在教育上没有多大的成就。
Perhaps they are not very educated.
但是他为人。
But as a human being.
他的人格。
His character.
他的信用。
His faithfulness.
他的道德。
His ethics.
他的圣洁。
His holiness.
他的无私。
His selflessness,
他的智慧
the wisdom,
就继续不断发光照耀人的
continue to illuminate all of humanity,
因为人是按照上帝的形象样式造的
because we have been made in God's image and likeness.
这两样的光够不够呢？
But are these two lights enough?
这两样的光是不够的
It is insufficient.
所以呢 Westminster Confession 有一句话
And so Westminster Confession of Faith says,
它是 the natural light.Is inadequate.
自然的光是不足够的。
自然之光是不够的。
Natural light is inadequate.
所以我们需要上帝的真理的光。
So we need the light of truth of God.
我们需要圣灵把真道光照在我们里面。
We need the Holy Spirit to illuminate the truth to us.
所以圣经告诉我们
，The Bible says,
蒙光照的人
，Those who have been enlightened,
蒙圣灵光照的人
，By the Holy Spirit,
这个 enlightened, 这 illumination。跟 revelation 是不一样的。
There's a difference between enlightenment, illumination, and reformation.
在拉丁文里面的 revelatio,
in Latin,
这个启示
revelation,
德文叫做 offenbarung,
in Greek is offenbarung.
Offen 的意思就是打开。
It means to open.
Also offenbarung 就是被打开，使我们知道里面奥秘的这个行动。
In German, it means to open to know what the mystery is.
当这杯的东西是用黑的纸把它盖起来的时候
，If you cover this bottle of water with a black paper,
你说这个杯里面是什么东西呢
？You may ask what's in there.
你从东从西从南从北都看不清楚
，You cannot see it even you turn it around.
所以你说我可以不可以打开盖来看
？So you say, can I open it?
我说可以。
I say yes.
我把盖打开来的时候
，When I open it,
这个德文叫做 Offenbarung。
In German, it's called Offenbarung.
启示
It means revelation.
上帝把真理启示给我们的时候
When God revealed the truth to us,
我们才知道上帝的奥秘，上帝的真理里面的内容是什么。
Then we can know the mystery of God and His content.
但是请你注意
But take note of this.
启示就成为基督在历史的显现 跟圣经在文字上的记录。
Revelations give us the appearance of Jesus Christ and the Bible.
够了吗？
Is this enough?
还不够。
It is not enough.
基督已经来了。
Jesus has come.
圣经已经写成了。
The Bible is completed.
但是我们需要另外一个工作。
But there is another work to do.
那叫做 Illumination。
It's called Illumination.
Illumination 跟 Revelation 是不一样的。
There is a difference between Illumination and Revelation.
Illumination 是光照。
Illumination is to give light.
当你读圣经的时候，
When you read the Bible,
你会放在灯光下面看。
Of course, you read it under light.
因为灯光就把已经启示的东西光照出来了。
And the light will illuminate what that has been revealed.
所以你要分开来。
You need to segregate.
不要像灵恩派那种一目分诸，不修无书，这个读书不求圣洁。
Do not to be like the charismatic that did not have a good.
上帝启示我。
God has revealed to me.
如果上帝又在启示你，那你写下来，你录下来，我们就多一本启示录咯。
If God has revelation for you, you can write it down and become another Bible.
这是不可能的事情。
This is impossible.
聚会所有的基督徒。
The Christians of the assembly.
中国家庭教会的人。
And those from the Chinese
灵恩派的人。
The charismatic.
常常说上帝启示我。
Often declare that God has given me special revelation and he has spoken to me.
每一次灵恩派的牧师说 God told me, God told me, 我就说 God forgive you, God forgive you.
So I always respond, God forgive you.
因为神不需要再告诉你真理了。
Because God need not tell you the truth again.
神的这个 revelation 已经全部记载在圣经里。
His revelation is seen in the Bible.
那么基督徒不能跟彼得一样。
And Christians should not behave like.
我们不能跟约翰一样。
Or like John.
我们不能跟以赛亚、但以理等量奇观。
Or compare ourselves with Isaiah and Daniel.
因为他们是领受启示的先知使徒。
They are the prophets and apostles that have received the revelation.
那我们是什么呢？
But what about us?
我们是领受光照的信徒。
We are Christians that receive illumination.
光照是什么？
What is illumination?
就是同一位圣灵。
The same Holy Spirit.
用真理的光。
Who use the light of the truth.
来在我心中照射。
To illuminate my heart.
使我可以明白已经启示下来的话语。
That I may understand the word that has been revealed.
上帝不再把新的启示给人。
God no longer give us new revelations.
新旧约的圣经的启示已经完整了。
The revelation of the Old and the New Testament is complete.
我们需要光照。
So we need to be illuminated.
你看见旧约里面的圣殿。
The temple in the Old Testament.
有外院。
There is an outer court.
有圣所。
There is a holy place,
至圣所
and the most holy place.
至圣所是唯一绝对的地方。
The most holy place is the most absolute place.
长度、高度、宽度是一样的。
The height, width, and depth is the same.
唯一的 three-dimensional absolute space.
It is a three-dimensional absolute space.
就是神绝对的上帝要与人在里面会合。
It is where God will meet with men.
那么圣所就预备使人可以进到至圣所。
And the holy temple, the holy place prepares us for the most holy place.
至圣所里面只有一件东西，就是有为上帝的信实、上帝的永恒、上帝的不变，成为他与人立约的三个基础。
The only thing there is the ark that shows the faithfulness, the eternity, and immutability of God.
所以呢，我们有神的约，我们的人生就有根基了。
So when we have the covenant of God, we have foundation in life.
但我们怎么知道这位上帝的信实跟他所应许的这些约呢？
How do we know of his faithfulness and his promises?
所以在圣所里面有三样的东西。
And so there are three things in the holy place.
一样东西就是香炉。
The first one is the urn.
这表示圣徒的祷告。
It represents the prayer of the saints.
第二样东西就是陈设在桌子上的饼。
The second one is the bread.
这表示上帝子民属灵的粮食。
It refers to the food of the people of God.
第三样的事情。
The third one.
就是金灯台。
Is the golden lampstand.
表示光照作用的圣灵的工作。
It refers to the work of the Holy Spirit in illumination.
所以你吃饭的时候。
So when you eat.
你要开电灯。
You have to have light.
但是你们谈恋爱就去找那个只有一个小蜡烛的地方，那个心不再吃东西。
So, but when you fall in love and you want to have romantic dinner, you have only one candle.
醉翁之意不在酒。
And the purpose is not to eat.
我吃东西一定要找最亮的地方，免得苍蝇吃进去都不知道。
When I eat, I want to have light so that I know what I'm eating.
所以陈设饼。
And so the bread of the presence.
对面是灯台。
is illuminated by the light.
什么意思呢？当你明白上帝的话，领受属灵事物的时候，有圣灵光照你，你才能领受得好。
It represents how when we receive the word of God, we need the illumination of the Holy Spirit.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们今天是神按照自己的形象所创造的。
We are people made in the image of God.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
给我们，因为上帝是光，我活像上帝。
That we will live a life like God because He is light.
因为上帝是光，我反照他的光。
He is light, I reflect His light.
反而使别人因为我看见上帝的光照。
That others because of me will see the illumination of God.
因为我生命的影响，他们认知上帝已经启示的真理。
But because of the influence of my life, they will understand the truth of God that has been revealed.
耶稣说
，Jesus Christ said,
你们是世界的光。
You are the light of the world.
我是光。
I am light.
你们也是光。
You are also light.
我是原有的光。
I am the original
light. 你们是被造的光。
But you are the created
light. 我是永恒的光。
I am the light of eternity.
你是永恒光的反照。
You are the reflection of the light of eternity.
你是按照上帝的形象样式造的。
You have been made in the image and likeness of the God.
请问
The question is,
你是不是住在光里？
Are you indeed living in the light?
你是不是结光明的果子？
Do you have fruit of the light?
你是不是照射上帝的真理？
Are you reflecting the truth of God?
你这一生影响多少人？
How many people have you influenced in your life?
你光照多少人？
How many have you illuminated?
愿上帝赐福给你们。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们低头祷告。